Here in Washington and across the mid-Atlantic, the last flakes are falling from a massive snowstorm that's breaking records across the area. 32 inches of snow have fallen on Dulles Airport, and nearly 2 feet coat the White House lawn. It's the second major snowstorm to hit the area this winter, so a few folks decided to let off some steam by taking to the streets. NPR's Allison Keyes hit the streets, too, and brought back this report.
First, the fun part. The snowball fight folk, running military tactics at 14th and U Street, hiding behind the few passing SUVs to rush their unsuspecting opponents on the other side of the street. Dave Darbus was predicting victory.
They're sitting there like victims. They're not advancing at all. They just have red targets on their foreheads.
Other snow lovers were having less aggressive fun.
It's great. It's wonderful. It's a change of scenery. It's a change of pace.
Brian Chelkin was out jogging and laughing at the panic that often descends here when wicked weather is forecast.
Mostly at the grocery stores. I mean, people buying rolls and rolls of toilet paper. Are they expecting to be housebound for 3 months? I don't know what's going on.
But a fair number of people were outside walking in the streets, competing with the few vehicles that are out there trying to power through nearly 2 feet of snow. As many of the cars are giant SUVs, this is not a good mix. But Washington, D.C. Mayor Adrian Fenty, sitting shotgun in a snowplow, is optimistic things will clear up.
We've got 270 trucks, including our private contract trucks, 750 people, and we're not going to stop until the city is open for business. Hopefully that'll be bright and early Monday morning.
But at the city's Snow Command Center, Public Works Director William Howland says fatigue is the number one concern here, both for men and machines.
People are working 12 on, 12 off. The equipment's working 24 hours. And so that's the thing. The hydraulic fluids are getting very warm, very hot, and so that's causing problems with damages to the equipment.
Worse, fire officials say the weight of the snow is causing dangerous conditions. Joshua's Temple First Born Church collapsed except for the steeple after a fallen tree or branch combined with the weight of the snow on the wood frame building's roof. No one was hurt. And there have been other collapses, mostly small porches and awnings, but also many trees throughout the district. Most public transportation in the area is shut down. Flights are canceled at Dulles and Reagan National, and officials are begging people to stay off of the roads if possible. Even the post offices and deliveries in the area are shut down, despite the whole working through rain, sleet, and snow thing.
Blizzards are a different story.
Northern Virginia District Manager Michael Fury says there won't be mail delivery until Monday, and he asked people to clear a way to their mailboxes to help make that happen. But there are smiles on the faces of the people running for a Boston-bound Amtrak train at Union Station, which Sarah Morgan says was her only way out of town.
My flight was canceled for today, for tomorrow, so Amtrak was my only hope.
She says she had to catch a ride on a plow from her hotel to get to the train station. And Amtrak has had cancellations as well. It's just that it was able to warn some passengers in time to keep them from showing up at the station. Snow continues to fall in Washington, but Morgan escaped, and she's glad.
Yay!
Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.